old age, muscles, internal organs, stiffness. All of these are related and are controlled by the belief that there is an Adam dream, that man is not made in the image and likeness of God, but the dream that man is independent of God, that Genesis 1 is the false record of creation, and that Genesis 2 is the correct and real record of creation. But how can that be? It states right in the preface of the introduction of Genesis 2 that there went up a mist. Now, how in the world could the record that follows that kind of an introduction be reality? It cannot be. It is not. Can never be. That is the dream, not what is in Genesis 1. Genesis 1 is the reality. The introduction that says there went up a mist, that is the introduction of unreality. So why do we want to study unreality? For one purpose and one purpose only. That is to be aware of the belief so that it can be recognized, accepted as untrue, a lie, denied as being real, and explaining the reason why, which is the scientific reason, which is the statement of fact that God created man in His image and likeness, and that God is spirit, which is flawless, which is perfect. So therefore, everything about God is spiritual and perfect. And God's manifestation, which is included in the source, which is God, must be exactly like that, spiritual and perfect. Therefore, man cannot be what is described in Genesis 2, because that is a mist. Nothing can be seen, understood, discerned, recognized as true, for it is a lie. You cannot see clearly in a mist. You can only see clearly if you look through the lens of spirit, which is as described in Genesis chapter 1. That's where one can find the real truth. So what can age? Can truth age? Truth is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It does not change. It is neither young nor old. It is. It is what it is. And it is unchangeable. It is fixed. Mr. Rawson states, there is no old age, for man always has existed and always will exist, a perfect being in a perfect world, governed by a perfect God, having life eternal. Man is God's consciousness, as infinite as God. He reflects life and has all power and strength. He reflects mind and is ever active and ever energetic. None of his organs can be worn out, as all are spiritual and perfect. reflecting life and substance, ministering to man and benefiting man, giving him infinite joy and happiness as he moves in thought joyously in the realm of mind. Another belief that is related to the belief of old age has to do with muscles. Mr. Rawson states, there are no weakened muscles. Man's muscles are God's thought forces, having absolute power and strength. Man's muscles cannot be stretched, for all God's ideas are in the right place, ministering to man and benefiting man. Man's muscles never fail to act properly. They are ideas of God, divine. No nerves can ever cause the muscles to work improperly, for man's nerves are spiritual, ministering to man and benefiting man. There is no want of coordination, for all ideas are governed by the one mind, God. Another related belief is stiffness. And Mr. Rawson states as follows. There is no stiffness. Man moves from idea to idea with absolute ease and power. Nothing can stop the movement of man's limbs. Man's limbs are his power of moving from idea to idea. God's power, spiritual and perfect, working perfectly with unfailing regularity and ease. No muscles can ever be stiffened. Man's muscles are God's thought forces, delighting man in their suppleness of movement. There are no hardened tissues. Man's tissues are spiritual, ever active, reflecting life and mind, and every quality of God. So the entirety of the belief of old age, or anything related to it, such as internal organs not functioning properly, or muscles being weakened, or stiffness of any kind, all of these are based on believing that Genesis 2 is the proper record of creation, the real record of creation. But that is looking through the mist. So one can not only fail by looking through the mist to see reality, but he is being blinded, thinking that what he sees is true and real. The only thing real about a lie is that it is a lie. That's what's real about it. That it is not true in any way, except for being a lie. That's what is true about anything that one is viewing when looking through a mist. A lie. That is what is seen. God is all in all. God is life. The only life. God is my life. And life does not age. Life does not include muscles that become weakened. Life does not include any internal organs that are malfunctioning or working imperfectly in any manner. And life does not include any belief of stiffness. For life is free. Life is supple. Life is permanently good and perfect. For it is of the substance of perfect spirit. God is all in all. And the real man, as described in Genesis 1, is the image and likeness of God, which is perfect in every way. Amen.